Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 81. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our low around 61. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Saturday. Otherwise sunny with our high nearing 80. And more showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Saturday night with our low around 63. Showers early on Sunday, then sunny with a high of 83 and clear in 68 Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 55 degrees.
KNDY FM 95.5 will be off the air for a couple of hours Friday morning as tower work is being completed. Again, we may be off the air for a couple of hours Friday morning on FM 95.5, and we'll be off the air perhaps for a couple of hours Saturday on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Huswell. Everyone's geared up for the primary election set for Tuesday next week on August 2nd, as voter turnout has been record so far for a primary on the midterm elections. But the question is now, with many candidates finishing up their campaigns, how much money has been spent by some of the candidates? As according to KSN News and the latest campaign finance reports from the Secretary of State's office, the Democrat Governor Laura Kelly and Lieutenant Governor David Toland have already spent near $2.1 million ahead of primary election day, focusing their ads on Republican candidate Derek Schmidt. Schmidt, on the other hand, with his running mate Katie Sawyer, have only spent near $707,000. And political analyst Bob Beatty says it's just a different style in campaigning right now.
Laura Kelly campaign has come out with a number of TV ads and spending money very early, March, April, May, whereas the Derek Schmidt campaign is holding back on any TV ads.
That audio from KSN News, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021, and the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A staff member at a Nebraska state prison has been seriously injured in an assault. As the NBC NebraskaScottsBluff.com reports that the State Corrections Department says an inmate at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institute hit a staffer in the face with an elbow. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing to determine what type of charges may be filed. During the assault, the staffer was injured in the nose and in the eye. In other news, a man from Potter, Nebraska has been sentenced to 110 months imprisonment with a five-year term of supervision when he is released. As the Nebraska Scots Bluff reports, that 35-year-old Stetson Reinick found burnt foil with heroin residue that led to the search warrant of a home. Back in 2020, Cheyenne County Sheriff's Office had to perform the trash pull from Reinick's residence with Reinick and co-defendant Stephanie Mitchell. During the search, police found 21 grams of meth, scales, drug paraphernalia in a backpack and a handgun between the mattress. He's being charged with possession of intent to distribute 5 or more grams of methamphetamine. Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like...